Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature three songs off the Ivette's Red Now album. We actually have a brand new album that we're playing during this hour on Motown Memories. Well, besides Ivette's, otherwise known as Stevie, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, Bobby Darin, Martha and the Vandellas, The Temptations, and The Spinners. Well, a little more about Stevie Wonder. He was born in Saginaw, Michigan in 1950. He was the third of six children to Calvin Judkins and Luna Mae Hardaway. He was born 6 weeks premature, and the blood vessels at the back of his eyes had not yet reached the front of his eyes, and their aborted growth caused the retinas to detach. When Stevie was four, his mother left his father and moved herself and her children to Detroit. She changed her name back to Hardaway and later changed her son's surname to Morris, partly because of relatives. Well, Morris has remained Stevie Wonder's legal surname ever since. He began playing instruments at an early age, including piano, harmonica, drums, and bass. During childhood, he was active in his church choir. Well, Stevie's brother Gerald introduced Stevie to Motown CEO Berry Gordy, and Berry signed Stevie on the spot, changing his name to Little Stevie Wonder. Well, here is Ivette's Red Now, a medley of Never My Love and Ask the Lonely.
All night long. hole in their feet. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I woke up yesterday knowing I was lost in the past somewhere. I felt my destiny was a sad going nowhere. Then I saw my sweet melody, like a song you enchanted me. And the sound of your voice made my heart keep time to the music of the love that filled my mind.
Melody, you're a symphony, love song to me. You're the only melody that I wanna sing. You're my everything. My
the long and winding road is much shorter now that you're here with me. The questions in my mind have been answered, girl, love has told me. All the colors
sing.
Bobby Darin with a 45 that was issued and released in 1971 but didn't chart, called Melody. Before that, Lionel Richie with All Night Long, All Night, a number one song in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1983. And we started with Ivette's Red Now, otherwise known as Stevie Wonder. And this was a vinyl copy, a medley of Never My Love and Ask the Lonely. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For the balance of this hour, we're featuring two more songs off the Ivette's Red Now album. Well, coming up, a song called A House Is Not a Home, but a little more about Stevie Wonder. By age 13, he had a major hit called Fingertips Part 2, which was a 1963 single taken from a live recording of a Motown review in Chicago, and was issued on the album called Recorded Live, The 12-Year-Old Genius. The song, featuring Wonder on vocals, bongos, and a harmonica, and a young Marvin Gaye on drums, was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 and the Rhythm and Blues charts, and launching him into public consciousness. In 1964, Stevie made his film debut in a movie called Muscle Beach Party as himself, credited as Little Stevie Wonder. He returned in the sequel released 5 months later called Bikini Beach. He performed on screen in both films, singing a song called Happy Street and Happy Feel and Dance and Shout. While dropping a little from his name, Wonder went on to have a number of other great hits in the mid-1960s, including Uptight, Everything's Alright. Well, here is A House Is Not a Home from his 1968 album of instrumental soul and jazz tracks, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon.
Wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in, other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat, my trouble man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. Respecting mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, say, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But the world of reality of a rat race, where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no
listen,
lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine. You can be what you want to be.
Cloud 9 reaching number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. Before that, number 23 song from 67, Martha and the Vandellas with Love Bug, Leave My Heart Alone. And we start with Ivette's Red Now, otherwise known as Stevie Wonder, A House Is Not a Home. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring 6 songs from the Ivette's Red Now album. We're actually hearing vinyl during this edition of Motown Memories. Well, coming up, one more tune, Bye Bye World. Well, right after Ivette's Red Now was released in 1968, Stevie's career really took off. He had such great songs as I Was Made to Love Her, For Once in My Life, and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. In September 1970, at the age of 20, Stevie married Sarita Wright, a songwriter and former Motown secretary. Well, Wright and Wonder co-wrote the songs on his next album called Where I'm Coming From, which did not succeed in the charts. Reaching his 21st birthday on May 13, 1971, he allowed his Motown contract to expire. He independently recorded 2 albums, which he used as a bargaining tool while negotiating with Motown. Eventually, the label agreed to his demands for full creative control and rights to his own songs, and he was the first Motown artist to achieve that status. He's still recording in the Motown well into the 2000s. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, otherwise known as Ivette's Red Now. Bye Bye World, right here on Motown.
You play with it, and then you throw it away. Why do you?
The Spinners, also known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and that was It's a Shame, reaching number 14 in the US Billboard charts from 1970. That was their last song on the Motown record label before they went over to the Atlantic record label, and this song was both written and produced by Stevie Wonder. And speaking of Stevie, we start with Ivette's Red Now, of course Stevie Wonder spelled backwards with Bye Bye World. Well, this hour, we featured six songs from the Ivette's Red Now album, and you heard the songs on vinyl. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.